Governor Eric Greitens approached reporters on Tuesday as a diminished man. He wasn't the hard-charging former Navy SEAL who promised to upend business as usual in Jefferson City, nor was he the Republican governor with the opportunity to enact more change than any of his predecessors. Instead, Greitens emerged as a tarnished footnote, a man who resigned amid scandal and blamed his political enemies for his demise.
And it's clear that for the forces that oppose us, there is no end in sight. I cannot allow those forces to continue to cause pain and difficulty to the people that I love.
For many Republicans and Democrats, it wasn't some shadowy group that brought Greitens down. It was his own behavior. After acknowledging in January he had an extramarital affair, Greitens faced bipartisan resignation calls, especially after the woman he had an affair with claimed he was abusive. He faced criminal charges associated with sexual misconduct and how he raised money for his campaign. Republicans that controlled the General Assembly were mulling over whether to impeach Greitens. He lost support of key political figures, including former legislative allies like GOP House Speaker Todd Richardson.
I had hoped from the beginning of this process that the committee would find no wrongdoing so that we could bring this investigation to a close and put all of our attention on the issues that matter most to Missouri families. Unfortunately, this is where the facts led.
Even before the scandal broke, Greitens was facing scorn for how he treated legislators. He compared them to third graders last year for not passing enough bills. And Democrats like Senator Jamil Nasheed felt he didn't engage enough with lawmakers, especially after he acknowledged the affair in January.
I knew all along that he would eventually resign, but it just didn't happen soon enough. And I think that a lot of the Republicans felt that it was going to impact their abilities to win seats here in the state of Missouri.
Some Republicans feared Greitens' political woes were dragging down people like Attorney General Josh Hawley, who is trying to unseat U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. University of Missouri-St. Louis political science professor Dave Robertson says Democrats were eager to link Greitens' scandals to GOP candidates.
In fact, Greitens is going to remain the face of the Republican Party through the opposition ads for the incumbent Republicans into the fall. And corruption is going to be a major theme in this election, and you're seeing it already.
But by Friday, it will all be over. Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson will ascend to the governorship, and Democrats like State Representative Michael Butler believe the longtime GOP official has what it takes to take on the state's vexing issues, underfunded roads, struggling schools, and crime. As for Greitens, Butler says he'll become a cautionary tale for politicians who put ambition over public service.
This governor wanted to be president the day he was inaugurated, and he was planning a presidential campaign soon after he took office. And Missouri got left behind because of that.
When he departs from public life on Friday afternoon, Greitens will leave behind a legacy of missed opportunities and scandal. It will be up to Parson to deliver on the promise that many felt Greitens possessed. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.